Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Now, welcome back. So I think, as you know, at this stage, we're going to attempt to do a triathlon here in Off the Ball. We've hooked up with BMW and Triathlon Ireland to get us moving, frankly, because it's necessary, and raise some money for charity as well. Hashtag try for Pieta, Pieta being Pieta House. We're going to be in Ardmore on the 15th of June. Before that sounds in any way impressive, I should stress that we are splitting up the legs between us. Like, we're not actually doing a triathlon. So to talk to somebody who's actually operating at a reasonable level, in fact, an elite level, we have Caroline Hayes in studio. Caroline, you're very welcome.
Thanks a million for having me.
I emphasise again, we are splitting this up between us. That's how unfit we are. So you're very welcome to the studio, and congratulations, you're off a brilliant performance at the weekend.
Yeah, just flew back from the European Championships there in Vert, so probably a breakthrough performance for myself. I ended up finishing sixth. Mm. So I've been on a bit of a crash course in international racing over the last year, just trying to clock up points and experience, so I'm thrilled.
You're a really great guest to get on for a host of reasons, not least the level you're operating at now, but your relationship with this sport and how late you came to the sport.
So I decided to take up triathlon when I started medical school, because, you know, I wasn't busy enough as it was. And unlike you guys, unfortunately, I decided I would do the entire swim bike run myself.
Yeah.
I started racing domestically in 2014.
Okay.
And I had, you know, a lot of luck that year. I was fortunate. I won the national champs, which were down in Kilkee in Limerick.
Yeah.
Ari Clare.
So right there, I have to jump in. You're 25, 26 years of age at this stage?
Oh, no. 30 at this stage.
30 at this
stage?
Yeah.
I wear a lot of
moisturizer. In 2014?
Oh, no, in 2014, yeah.
So you're 25, 26 years of age. You haven't competed in triathlons at all?
No.
And you're winning a national championship?
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
So explain what's been happening in the previous 25 years.
So, I swam a bit as a kid, never at an elite level. And then when I was 17, I had a shoulder injury, which happens to a lot of swimmers. So I gave that up and I started running. I'll be vain here and say I did it because I just didn't want to get fat.
Okay.
And then I went to Trinity and I did my physiology degree there, and I took up water polo, which ended up being great for triathlon swimming. And then I started the graduate medicine in Limerick, and then I suppose I was in the right place. It was the right time. There was a 50 metre pool and there was a good club down there, Limerick Triathlon Club, that I got involved in. Mm. And it all kind of just took off. Yeah. So I wouldn't think
you're expecting to win a national championship when you first start, though.
Oh, no. And I remember, like, it was hilarious. My dad drove me down and he wouldn't have been too familiar with the triathlon. He was like, so is this the run, bike, swim thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, swim, bike, run, Dad. Because it made more sense to him that you'd start running and then wash yourself with the swim. So he was buzzing, and it was great.
Yeah, unbelievable. And quickly enough, you're into international competition then, it seems.
Yeah, so 2014 to 2016, I stayed racing domestically. And I picked up a lot of national titles, a lot of hard work, obviously, and training, and then balancing my studies. And then 2017, I had to kind of park the triathlon because I became a junior doctor, and my life was not my own.
A bazillion hours a week.
Yeah, it was great. I was up here in St. James's, so it was lovely. And
can I ask brief tangential question? Because I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast and he had a sleep expert on.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the hours that junior doctors are doing and saying it was insanity. And actually, the guy who kicked all of this off, I think it was in John Hopkins, it turns out he was just on cocaine the whole time, which is why he was able to stay up, but he got his medical students to do it. Anyway, the sleep expert was saying, this is madness. They just really should not be doing this. This makes no sense. What is the benefit for doing a gazillion hours a week?
Oh, I think it's a case of just old medicine learning. If you throw enough crap at a fan, something will stick eventually. And it does work, but patient safety is obviously a huge thing.
Yeah.
I never minded, and you know, getting into medicine, that it's going to be like that anyway.
So. Yeah. He was almost saying that there was a sense as well of, well, I did it, so they're going to do it, the next generation, and they're going to do it. You know, we did it in my day, so it's good enough for them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure in 100 years they're going to be doing it.
No, things are changing now, and there's a lot more there's actually a lot of junior doctors who are starting to do triathlon now.
Right, okay. So brief tangent over, you're doing your junior doctor hours and then you decide I'm going to get back into it?
Yeah, so then April last year, I got in contact with my current training group, Hup Up, and it's headed up by Gavin Noble and Ian McGrath, and I was thinking, yeah, I think I want to race internationally, and you know, you're kind of whispering, I'd love to go to the Olympics, or, you know, really work towards it. And I joined them, and it's just all kind of kicked off. And obviously, I've had Triathlon Ireland supporting me as well. So I started racing, my first race was Hong Kong.
Right.
Back in October, and oh my God, like, you're worried about hook or by crook. I was worried about, like, you know, turning up, or I was like novice again. I didn't know what I was doing, and luckily I had two friends who were racing with me. So I was like, what are you doing? Okay, yeah, yeah, I'll be doing that. And you're going to be doing this at the weekend as well.
Sure.
You're like, what are you putting on your bike? Okay, I'll put that on, or, you know, goggles you wearing.
Mm.
And went from Hong Kong then over to Korea, competed in Tanyong, came back. Then next stop for me was Africa, and now not your lovely, you know, South Africa and the sunshine. It was Dakhla, which is, it's a military base camp, basically. So when we arrived in, they were like, have you got any drones and stuff like that? No, just bikes. So I competed there, and I had great success. That was my first international win, first international podium.
Wow.
And something very special about hearing Aron Naveen, now I, hopeless singer, but I did my best, hearing that played for you. So then I went from Morocco to Senegal, Dakar, where they do the rally racing,
sure.
And I won again there. So then I was like, God, you know, maybe I could do this.
Mm.
And I was going to these places because to qualify for the Olympics, I'm coming in late, and the people I'm racing against have been doing it, you know, for 10 years or 8 years, and they all have points. So I need to collect as many points by going to all these countries,
okay,
and podium and getting results.
Okay.
And currently, I mean, I have a spot now for the test event, hopefully in Tokyo, and
nice.
I'm on the right track. But after that, then in Christmas, I headed off to Thailand, and then I headed back to South Africa, Cape Town, Zimbabwe. Where did I go then? I'm on flight number 26 now at this stage this year.
Wow.
And then I had the Europeans, and I went back to South Africa to compete in Durban, and I got another gold medal there. So,
so these really brilliant finishes, does that mean you can whisper Tokyo a good bit louder now, and there's a real chance?
Yeah, there is a real chance. I mean, so the way we're doing it is a new flag, so there'll be other girls who are, who have, you know, the same plan as me, trying to increase their international rankings, and then you get a slot for Europe. And currently I'm ranked 80th, I think, in the world now after the Europeans. So the next person behind me is maybe 103, but all that will change. So every time they race, they'll move up, and then I'll race and I'll move,
move up. And how busy are you going to be for the rest of the season, the rest of the year?
Oh, I'm not going to have much of a life.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be swim, bike, run every day, and racing. I mean, I really enjoy it. But you'd say to people, you're going to all these places, and they're like, oh, you have to go and see this, and oh, make sure you go and try this coffee place. And you're like, I'm literally going to be in a hotel room racing.
I'll be in bed.
Yeah, so no, it's great. And I have, I suppose, I'm coming back from the Europeans with a lot more confidence that I can.
I'm sure,
I can do
this. Sixth place finish. And where's the medical career in all this madness?
The medical career will kick off after all this madness is out of my system.
So life a little bit on hold to try and chase this?
Absolutely. I mean, I was working this year as a clinical tutor in anaesthetics down in UL. So I was keeping, you know, the CV relevant, but I really have to put the head down now for the next 12 months. I mean, you know, the Olympics is everything at the minute, and I know medicine will be there.
Forever, sure. What's the training regimen like?
Ah, you know, bit of swimming, bit of biking, bit of running.
Rinse, wash, repeat.
Yeah, I mean, so when I'm home and I have a build week, you know, you could have anything from 20 to 30 hours training in a week.
Okay.
And then obviously that tapers down for racing. And we swim collectively as a group down in Greystones and Shoreline there. And it's like, it's a great group. I mean, there's 11, 12, 13 year olds swimming with, you know, 58 year olds, and everyone just gets in, they do their swim set, everyone pushes each other. So there's great camaraderie and slagging going on there.
Yeah.
And then there's always someone around to bike with, and then running, like, we'll have track sessions and that. I mean, it's, and everyone is catered to, so.
For people not overly familiar with triathlon distances. Obviously, it can vary, but I think the standard Olympic distance is 1500 meter swim, 40k on the bike, 10k run.
Yeah, you're well up on this.
I'm down with this. I'm great on the theory. I'm good at the doing it less so. I'm getting there. What's your strength of those three? Does the event allow for someone to be very ordinary in one department, or do you have to be pretty elite in all three?
Oh, you'll always have someone who has a preference, and they'll hum and haw and say, "Oh, I don't know, I can't pick." They can definitely pick. Mm. I would have said swimming when I started off, but now
as your strength or weakness?
As a strength,
yeah. Okay.
I would have been very confident, but now since coming to the guys and working on my running, I would say that I'd be more confident in my running.
Is one perceived as more important than the other two?
So, I know you're doing the swim leg in your triathlon, but you know, you can't win a triathlon in the swim, but you can certainly, you know, lose a lot of ground.
Oh, great.
On
this
it.
Is like day one in a golf tournament. That's the great cliche. You can't win a golf tournament on day one. You can lose it. Okay.
Yeah. So just
hang
just
around.
Keep it together in the swim. Be there or thereabouts. And then, I mean, the bike racing that I do internationally is draft legal. So, I mean, you just need to be good at holding a wheel. Whereas, you know, the bike racing that you're going to do in Hooker by Crook, you can't draft. So
I don't even know what draft means.
So drafting will enable you to save a bit more energy. You can just tuck in behind someone's wheel.
Okay.
So if I was drafting, I would look for the biggest person I could find.
And sit in behind.
Yeah, exactly.
And why can we not do that at amateur level?
You'll get an nail penalty. You'll get a 15-second penalty.
Oh,
or 10. Yeah, you will.
Okay.
It's just safety.
Right.
Because some people, you know, this might be the first time they've jumped on a road bike, or some people will be on a mountain bike.
We're not skillful enough to do the drafting thing.
You said that now, not
yeah.
really. But
no,
yeah.
I said it and I meant it. And then run 10K, is that just a full-on sprint for home kind of moment?
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever you have left in the legs, you just go.
Mm.
And fortunately, I run okay off the bike, so.
Okay. Are you eating across the hour and a bit, or are you just full on, or what's
you have to get in your nutrition.
Right.
So you guys are doing the relay, so.
Now we're doing one leg of the relay each.
Yes,
so.
You probably don't need to overcompensate too much, but
we're not doing the distances you're doing.
So for an Olympic distance rather, I definitely take a caffeine gel before the swim.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get on the bike, I prefer to just have some water, but some guys like Flat Coke, or they'll have electrolytes.
Mm.
And then I'll have a gel and then a spare gel, just in case, like you might drop a gel or you might only be able to take in half.
Mm.
And then generally, depending on the weather, you know, if it's warm or not, I'll take another gel.
Mm.
I'm kind of the opinion, you know, better to be looking at it than for it.
Yes. It's kind of mad the way your life's all turned around in the space of 5 years.
Yeah, it is definitely bizarre, but I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change how I've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd always like more time. I mean, the Olympics is what, 14 months away or something.
Mm.
So.
Because we had Sinead Diver on, who finished 7th in the London Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
She's from Belmullet. She moved to Australia. She only took up running at the age of 32, 33.
Oh, yeah.
After her first child, and now.
Oh, I know you're on about.
Yeah, she's in her 40s, and she's going to the Olympics.
For Australia.
For Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like she was kind of saying, well, I just never did much sport growing up, you know, and didn't realise I had this talent. But she was saying even, like in terms of your peak, when it's distance running, your 40s is not the end of the world. So are you going to do this for another Olympic cycle afterwards, or is that all TBC, or what are your thoughts?
I would definitely say that it's TBC, but I'd like to keep going as long as I can. I mean, once I keep progressing, and I have had such a jump in the last while. So as long as that keeps going, I mean, I know medicine is always going to be there for me.
Yeah.
So keep studying, kids. Work hard in that leaving cert.
Keep studying, cycle, swim. Where does social life and family life and all that come into all this?
Well, that's where the training group comes in. So
they're
that is your social
your family,
time, yeah. And they're used to all my oddities and things like that. And then I also live with a family. So I have two families. I live with a family in Wicklow, Yvonne and Liam Williams. They put me up, and they're just used to having athletes. And actually, Liam himself is a two-time Olympian, so it's kind of a good environment
okay.
to be in.
He's not getting takeaway every night, I would think.
No, no. Well, he likes biscuits, though.
What's the schedule now then? When will you know if Tokyo's on or not on, or how does it all play out?
So the qualification period works on, it's a 2-year cycle.
Yeah,
so,
you're chasing the points now.
Yeah, so I missed half of year one, but I made up for it by going to all those places that I mentioned and just racing back to back. Like, I was having 2 races every month.
Wow.
And then the first cutoff period was the 10th of May. So the next cutoff period will be the 10th of May. Following year.
Okay, so you have a bit more time now, you're not going to have to race as intensively?
Yes and no. I mean, so you had to, you have to include 6 races in the first year, so I got my 6 races, just about.
Yes.
And then this year I'm in a better position, as you said, I don't have to rush it. I need 6 very good races.
Okay.
And if I'm stuck, I'll do another
more.
You know, yeah, exactly.
And you know, like we might talk to footballers, for instance, and when they're in a run of games, they say it's lovely because I don't have to train very much in between them.
Yeah.
You know, I just rest and chill out and do a light session and then have another match. Do you get into that rhythm with triathlons, or actually is the best way to improve spacing out the races and doing hard training in between?
I would say that everyone's a little bit different there. I mean, the way I've been doing it,
seems to have been working for you.
Yeah, and I think I'd echo Sinead's sentiment. You know, when you get in and you're a bit older, you're not worried about injury as much. And I'm quite robust there, so I'm lucky. But like, I've done races, like I've flown from Cape Town straight onto the next race and onto the next race. So you'll do, you know, 2 or 3 races back to back, and it is lovely not having to train really hard for those periods. But, you know, racing is training. But I do like to come home and, you know, get a good block in as well. I think you have to be comfortable as well with your own kind of space and downtime.
Yes.
It's something I really struggled with when I started initially.
Right.
I'm used to go, 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 go. And now it's like, oh, I'll go for a nap.
This is great.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah.
Well, listen, the very best of luck. Let's touch base when we know if Tokyo's happening or not happening, and let's see how it all went for you. Really, we brought you in as much as anything so that people don't think that we think we're great for doing one leg of a triathlon. We want to acknowledge there are people operating at a higher level. We're going to do ours in Ardmore on the 15th of June and hopefully raise a bit of money, whereas Carolyn Hayes, you keep on doing what you're doing. An unbelievable story. What a 5 years. So the very best of luck.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.